You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So I think that's a really good question. We're struggling to understand why the merger is proceeding. I mean, fundamentally, what problem are you trying to solve? I think that's what everyone is struggling with. And then when you lay on top of that the cost, which is projected at $6 billion over the next 30 years, it becomes even more unfathomable to understand why this would be progressing, both as it stands on its own merits, but in the context of cost of living and other significant impacts on New Zealanders at the moment. It's just hard to understand.
Do you believe that the status quo is actually working for our media landscape? Are there any problems that you see existing and possibly alternative ways to address them?
Look, it's always a challenge for state-owned media to pay their way, to fund their way. We understand that, and so the state is a funder and supporter. It's a challenge for them to compete in the market. That's the same all over the world, by the way. In the US, you have national broadcasting, which in some form is subsidised by the state, recognising that contribution above and beyond generating a profit that state broadcasters must have. So we understand that as a challenge, but we don't think this is a solution towards that.
So you say there's always a challenge with public media. Of course, there are challenges in any form of traditional media across the world. The particular kinds that ANZPM is meant to be modelled on are things like the BBC, which, although it does have its challenges, is generally considered to be quite successful. What might be different in New Zealand that doesn't allow us to have this kind of strong public media that many see to be sort of a cornerstone of the British landscape?
Look, I think part of it becomes the support from the public. The public is more forgiving and more accepting of significant subsidisation if they feel that they truly own and are getting a good share of the public reporting for their taxpayer dollar. So having been in the UK and indeed offshore, they strongly support the state broadcaster, BBC, as you're saying. Not clear to me that that same level of support is behind our own well-subsidised organisations. And I think that matters, because if there's strong public support, then you're more likely to get progress on these sort of initiatives that are being raised. And so I think that's a difference, in my view, between where we are here and BBC, for example.
Proponents of the merger might take a view like this and say, well, look, the issue now is that we're not giving enough public support to state media, and if we did so and we invested in it, we might get better returns that would increase reliability and public perception. Do you think this is a valid view?
Well, that's a chicken and egg question, isn't it? Should it be able to stand more firmly than it does on its own feet, or if it receives funding, will it be better positioned? I mean, the business case and the analysis we'll discuss exactly that and prevent a range of options. I'm not aware that we've had good visibility of that business case. I would need to check, but this is exactly the sort of things that would need to be analysed.
If it is a chicken and egg situation, would the National Party prefer the world in which we already have, say in a hypothetical scenario, we already have a strong public media and it's getting a lot of investment, but it's also got a high public perception? Is this something that would be a preferred world or something to be strived towards, even if it wasn't in this particular instance, like how we would achieve it?
Look, I think it is hypothetical. I think we would be looking for a public media representation that the public felt that they had a significant contribution to, that their voice was being well portrayed. I think in an ideal world, that's what everyone would want, in that understanding that public broadcasting can struggle to compete in the marketplace. I think most societies around the world would be looking for that sort of utopia.
Speaking on Q&A, Broadcasting Minister Willie Jackson deflected concerns about trust in the new entity. Do you think the concerns some have about its future independence are valid?
Look, I saw that interview, and I think that's for Willie to talk to as to whether that was his finest moment or not. And I know interviews can be challenging, and I understand the Prime Minister did speak with him about that. So as the lead minister, whether he feels there currently is appropriate independence, or whether the new entity would improve that. He'll need to address that. He's seen the business case, he's seen the figures, he's been responsible for architecting the model, so he'll need to talk to that.
If National were to win next year's election, would you scrap the merger?
Yes, we will repeal the Radio New Zealand TVNZ merger.
So if we're in a world where public broadcasting is in fairly dire straits in many ways, and we also prefer a world in which we do have strong public broadcasting, what's the rationale for immediately going to repeal some initiative rather than seeing what are the things we could improve on, what are the certain concerns that we could alleviate? Do you not think this is something that could be worked through a little bit more?
Not for $6 billion over 30 years. That's too big an experiment at too big a cost. I think from what we do understand, and as I say, there are parts of the business case which we may not have been privy to, but from what we do understand, we would see it struggling from day one to be well accepted and liked by New Zealanders. I mean, put this to the people as taxpayer money, and what we know that only 22% of people support the government's plan to merge these two state broadcasters. That's from the very recent Taxpayer Union and Courier poll. So I think without public support and without a business plan that, as much as we can tell, makes sense, no, you wouldn't want to proceed with something which looks like it at the opening gun is going to fail.
In what ways is National planning on investing in public media, or is this not something that deserves investment in the current climate?
So we support the principles for what public media needs to and should bring to the New Zealand public, and you'll see more of our plans as we get close to the election and roll out our policy, but I can unequivocally say that we don't see a future in what's being proposed in this merger.
So you support the principles, but don't believe that it's something we can be spending money on right now?
No, I didn't say that. I said we support the principles, but the $6 billion spend that is being proposed under this merger isn't something that we would entertain.
Many people have concerns about the dominance of tech giants in the New Zealand media industry. Do you think this is something that might need to be addressed now or in the future?
Look, I think it is something that we need to continue monitoring, and we should observe, as we tend to do, observe and watch what happens overseas. I see recently that there's announcements that the large internet media may well be paying for local content. And, of course, Australia are our closest who have initiated this many months ago, and we're now following suit. So I think we watch and learn and observe from our neighbours, and I think we all need to be appropriately cautious and monitoring as well.
That was National's Dr. Shane Retty speaking about the